Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hello, and welcome to the first CAS, Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson, and I am the Director of Marketing for Cold Essie, Inc.
And I'm Mark Vila. I'm the Business Development Director for Coleman & Company.
Right. And we're basically doing this for you. I mean, we started this Custom Apparel podcast right now. Mm-hmm. In order to serve you guys better, and Mark, why don't you talk a little bit about our motivation behind doing this and what you think we're going to be able to accomplish?
Sure. Mark and I were discussing just before we started recording this about the kind of how we started and in the industry and the amount of people that we've talked to. I started in 2008 in equipment sales. So all day, every day, talking to either startup businesses that are, you know, literally somebody who was a teacher, you know, trying to start an embroidery business, to folks that already have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment growing. And the scope of education that people had was across the board, from master designers that didn't know a lick about business to the complete opposite side of that, people who are extremely business savvy and didn't know much about equipment and all that range. So if we could jump in here and start talking about this, bring on guests that can talk about some relevant information to our industry and our business, share the knowledge that I've gained, the knowledge that Mark's gained, and give you the opportunity to learn, you know, hopefully while you're running your equipment and doing your business or driving to the office.
Yeah, so the things that we keep getting the same questions asked. Basically, I've been in the business for about 3 years, and that's after decades of sales and marketing experience. I've had a couple of my own businesses, and frankly, it's the family hobby. I mean, some of you may go home and, like, you know, watch sports or go to a softball game or take dance lessons or whatever you do. Basically, in my house, we talk about business all day, every day. I don't know why. It's just a passion.
No, that's
of
true.
Ours.
They do. I've met his wife, and that's what they talk business all the time. I go home and I try to break away for a moment. So you're probably a little bit of the mix of one or the other of those, and hopefully we could bring some good information and hopefully some entertaining information too. We've got a good list of folks that we plan on coming on the show to talk with us.
Yeah. So Mark, I mean, you're the podcasting guy. I basically had never listened to one until you recommended one to me. So why don't you outline, because there may be people out there like me, why don't you outline, you know, what's a podcast and how are we doing all this?
Sure. Well, to start off with a little bit of a definition of terms here. Saying podcast is equivalent to saying Kleenex or Xerox. It is a brand of internet radio. It's Apple's brand. So Apple came up with podcast and it stuck because it's just a pretty cool word, actually. I mean, it's simply as a put. So it sounds cool. So it kind of stuck. So this is basically internet radio. So it gives you the opportunity to listen to it directly from your computer on a website.
Right.
You can download it to your mobile device. If you have an iPhone, there's a podcast app. You can download it to it. And we'll have instructions on the website, and we'll plug all this information in the description of this podcast if you found it online, through the website, and various places on how to do all this. But you can download directly to your iPhone, to your Android phone, listen to it from the website. We'll probably put them on YouTube as well. So there's a ton of places you can listen to this.
And I think listening is the key thing there, because, you know, probably between the two companies, I actually looked. I mean, we've got thousands of hours of videos on YouTube, and people have watched them all, and lots of material that you can read on the website. But the idea behind podcasting, the way I've used it so far, is I'm in the car or I'm working on other stuff, and I can still listen and learn while I do that. Mm-hmm. So it's not like watching a video or watching TV or attending a webinar where you have to sit there and stare at something. you know, to absorb the information. I mean, this is something you can do while you work, while you, you know, run your direct-to-Garmin printer, or if you have good headphones, while you run your embroidery machine.
Yeah, and that's actually how, for me, podcasting, audiobooks, I listen to a ton of audio content. I've always really enjoyed talk radio, but I found that the terrestrial radio talk 90% of the time, it wasn't about a topic I was interested in.
Right.
And that's what's great about choosing a podcast like this, is you actually have the opportunity now to listen to something that's strictly for the business that you're in. And it's not this isn't an audience of billions of people that a normal radio stations have to attend to. So you can really, we can narrow down the content.
Right. So, and we've already wasted almost 6 minutes of these people's time.
Yeah.
just talking about this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the kinds of things that we're going to cover in the, Custom Apparel Startups podcast. And I know that, you know, some of the guests that we've have lined up are for things like leasing and financing equipment, which is a big deal. We get those questions all the time.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to people who are business owners, people who are experts in online marketing, email marketing. We'll talk about finance, business finance, websites, really everything that comes along with the business. And my vision, and I think Mark agrees with this when we talk about it, this isn't designed to be a pitch and a plug for everybody. It's not designed to be a commercial for everybody.
Right.
It's if somebody comes on and they take the time to speak with us and for and to give you education, they're doing that because we've asked them to.
Right.
And if you choose to do business with them, great. You know, if you choose to take a look at their company, great. We'll allow them to plug who they are for taking their time.
Right.
But really, it's about the education and it's about a conversation, not just an interview, not just a list of questions. Because you can find that online.
Right.
This is about, we're going to talk about it and we're going to listen to things and we'll probably, you know, try to field some questions in from people who have gone online, who have emailed us, things like that, where we can dive into just a good conversation about whatever topic we're on.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's things like leasing and financing equipment. We'll have, you know, best practices for businesses. We've got a couple of relatively well-known names in the industry that are going to come on and talk about industry trends in one particular area or not. Social media, and not to toot our own horns, but Mark and I do manage marketing, online marketing, brochures, catalogs, trade shows, social media for two relatively big players in this industry, and that spans 6 or 7 brands and probably 4,000 different individual products.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we've got thousands of customers that we deal with on almost on a daily basis.
Right.
So we've learned a lot from them, and just from our experience in the industry. So we've both written for industry magazines. We've both been interviewed. We've both been to all the trade shows. If you've been to the ISS and your Printware, NBM, NNEP, all of those things. So we've been around and we've learned a lot. And the goal is to help speak a good message to you. And hopefully you'll learn a lot as well.
Yep. So Mark, where are they going to be able to find us? How are they going to consume all this great material we're going to
see? Well, the CAS podcast.com.
Okay.
That's a website, and that's the first. That's really just the one resource you can go. No matter how you want to listen to this, you're going to be able to find it on there. So you'll be able to get links to download it through iTunes to your iPhone.
Right.
You'll get links to be able to just download the file if you plug your phone or mobile device directly in your computer.
And that's the way I do it.
Yeah, which is just as easy. And then right from the website, you'll be able to read some of the content and play it right from the website. So if you've got your laptop or your computer next to you, that's a great way to do it. If you're going to bring it into the car, I recommend put it on a mobile device. If you have Bluetooth, even better.
Yeah.
But if you're going to bring it in the car, that's what I personally like to do with my podcast is I commute to the office. So that's how I kind of ramp up for the day. And I recommend that to you as well. If you're drinking your morning coffee and doing other things not necessarily reading the paper.
Right.
This is a good way to start.
Right. And so we look forward to seeing you from now on, or at least for you to hear us from now on. We'll be coming out with content as often as we can. If you register at one of our websites and let us know that you're interested in getting notified when there's a podcast being published, then you will, and you can join us that way. Any other ways that we can make sure that we keep in touch with these guys?
Well, on the website, caspodcast.com, we'll have an email sign up form on there, and a contact form. So if you want to request for that. Also, if you do, if you use a podcast application and you're downloading it from iTunes, then that will automatically refresh when new episodes are. So depending how you have your app settings actually set up, you'll get the little one that'll pop up when a new podcast is available on your phone.
Yeah.
So that's personally how I keep up on almost every podcast I listen to. It's just through my apps.
Right.
But also just frequently visiting the website, making that a part of your routine too, checking to see what's new and what's going on.
Right. Okay. So look for us again soon. Listen for us again soon. And if you have any thoughts on podcast topics, we would be we'd be anxious to hear from you. And until then, happy t-shirt making.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay.